Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Just returned from my trip from Nevada. Had to get away for a few days, so it was time to grab, and you'll see that today I grabbed the paddleboard instead of the kayak because the title of the show is PFDs, also known as life vests, why we wear them. And I'm going to tell you a crazy story that it accentuates the point, you gotta wear them all the time. When we are filming on Joey B TV, and very shortly I'll be leaving today to go film on Joey B TV, JoeyBee.tv. But don't leave there to go look at that because you need to listen to this today. I wear my PFD, personal flotation device, whether I am in skinny water, and that's water that's up to my ankles, to heavy water, deeper water. It stays on all the time. I've got sizes for everyone. So from the youth size, Gabby's getting into it, to the mega size. And I filmed with my great friend Lee Roussan, who won two Super Bowls with the Giants. And to give you the size of Lee, and by the way, he is this laid-back, sweet man. Put him on a football field with pads, and he's a monster of a guy. We were speaking at a school one time, and at the end of the assembly, a kid came up and said to Lee, well, how much do you bench? And Lee had just retired from the Giants at this time. And he goes, well, I don't bench as much as I used to bench with the Giants. I only bench about 500 now. 500 pounds. So think about that. We've got PFDs for all those sizes, and there's an importance to them that this show is all about. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, we have our PFDs on. Kayaking, boating, paddleboarding, anything that requires us to be near water, we will. Last year, I did a podcast show with Steve Ritter. It was on a glaciated lake, mountain lake, you know, very deep. So we recorded a podcast show on the road right next to the lake. And then Steve and I, paddleboard expert, he got on, we got on paddleboards, and we paddled the lake. It was just a really, really cool experience, but PFDs on. Last week, my home court, Monksville Reservoir, because I told you, I just needed to get my fly back from Nevada, need a little break, head up to my home court, Monksville, 3,000 acres of water. I get up there, and this is a typical day. There were, I guess, two or three kayakers on it. And then there's just Joey B on the paddleboard, just me and my PFD. Well, they call them SUPs, stand-up paddleboards. Well, I'm going to let you know that when you stand up, different than being in a kayak, because when you're in a kayak, you're down low to the water. When you stand up, you become a sail. The wind was pushing my body across the reservoir. And this has happened before, but this happened to be a little beautiful day, but a breezy day. And you paddle to one side of the reservoir, and you get there. And because you're standing up, you get blown all the way across. Well, when I got across, it's funny that I got into this cove and a place I really never explored much because, again, it's 3,000 acres of water. And I started looking down and I saw all the bluegill and bass beds. They had already bred for the season. So, and again, I don't go after fish when they're in their breeding season anyway. Don't want to do it. Just, I'm a catch and release guy to begin with, but don't want it. But just to paddle across the beds. And there was a number of bluegills moving through in there. Didn't see anything large. But it was just a really, really cool day out there. Now, last year, Monksville, my brother-in-law Rob, my nephew Dylan were in, or I should say they were in kayaks. And then this time I was on my paddleboard for a reason because I bought an angle cooler. No, I don't get paid for talking about angle coolers, but it's got four fishing rod holders on it. It has an attachment where I can attach it to a paddleboard. So I was able to fish from the paddleboard, sit down on the cooler when I chose to sit down, put all of my gear inside to keep it dry. Remember, if it's going to keep your food cool and everything sealed inside there, there's actually a compartment in there. You can put your own little personal gear in there too. But that's not really what the story is about today, and I am going to get there. But this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for your dog. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Well, here's a crazy law, and let's talk about PFDs right now. The law states that there must be one flotation device, because if you're in a boat, that could also be a seat cushion. Some of them are flotation devices on a boat. For every person, the law does not state you must wear the PFD at all times. And to me, this just doesn't make sense. And here's a crazy fact. The number one type of person who drowns is a swimmer. And you go, well, how can that be? Because when a boat flips over, many times the occupants get hit in the head, and you're going to see what my story is about today, so I want you to remember this. And I'm going to let you know that having that PFD on will save your life. So now, I am going to put on my paddleboard. I have my parents, my relatives, they live at the ocean. So I am going to head to the ocean now with the paddleboard for the first time because, hey, I'm a freshwater guy. And then I head down to the shore, and sometimes I bring my sit-on-top kayak. But it's funny, I actually go find inland waters most of the time. So paddleboard for the first time in the ocean, and I'm excited. So I am, and think about this. I am going to go down there, and I am telling you that I see many paddleboarders in the ocean, many kayakers in the ocean, and not one of them will wear their PFD in the ocean. Don't know why. Paddleboarders, but I am going to be that rare guy. I'm going to put on a PFD, and I'm going to head into the ocean. So there's reasons why I don't film out in the ocean, because I get seasick. I'm telling you right now, motion sickness in me from when I was a little kid. When I was like 4 years old, my dad, every Saturday, would take me on his friend, they call them Pop's boat. And we go down to Pop's boat. And I'm telling you right now, every week I'd be on the boat and I turn blue, and it wasn't a pretty sight. I needn't explain any further. I'm sure you get it. But hey, the way I looked at life is, if my dad was going on the boat, I was going with dad, knowing that this was, didn't matter. It's just like, I'm going out there. And my dad would say to me, hey, you know, son, you'll get used to it. And I always joked with him, and I said, yeah, I think you were just trying to get back at me for all the things I did during the week by getting me to go on that boat. But then again, since I was the perfect child growing up, I don't really think that would happen. So that's that piece of the puzzle. And then I go out with, up in Cape Cod, with Coach Gorski, Steve Keen, great fly fishing guide up there. And we're in the kayaks, and we paddle out to an island. And we're on an island. We're having the greatest time fishing, catching stripers, some schoolies, which are small stripers. And it's just greatest time. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this storm coming in. And guys, we got to go now. So we started paddling back through a harbor. And the waves are crazy. I mean crazy. And the storm was blowing in. And I mean blowing in hard. And I am paddling back, going over these huge swells. And I am getting seasick. And I'm telling you right now, the real deal. I prayed out loud, I sang out loud, and I just said, let me get to the other side before I die. I am halfway across the sound, and a whale watching boat, one of these large boats, comes flying in because they're trying to get out of the storm, and I've got to stop paddling, otherwise he would have just sawed me in half. He did not see me at all. And I stop, and the wind blows me back like 100 feet, and the boat goes flying by, and now there's a swell like 15 feet, and I go over it and drop down, and I'm like, no. And I get back to the other side, and I am laying against the side of my truck tire, like just laying there. And Coach comes by, Steve comes by, they go, I go, guys, just leave me. I'm going to die here. Don't. But so that's to show you about me and motion sickness. So I need to just assure you that heading out to the ocean, I'm going to try it, small little waves, because I went to the beach the week before, somewhere, I guess it was just before Nevada. And the ocean was as flat as could be. You get there early mornings many times, and the ocean is just flat. Well, I get there because most times if I go down and visit the folks, I get down, and I just, and some of you see on my Twitter feed some of the photos that I post, because we post a photo a day up there at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. And if you want to check those photos out, many of you give me some pretty cool comments that are there too. Well, I get there at 6 a.m. and I am expecting the ocean to be pretty flat and then a few little rolling swells, probably average 1 to 3 feet. And people say, well, 1 to 3 feet. Well, when you're talking about that, you got the crest and the trough. So the top part of the wave is 1 foot or 2 foot, and then you got to go below on the crust 1 to 2 foot. So for those of you that like body surf or something and you get caught up in the wash, you're really getting caught up in the trough, the bottom half of the wave. So I am now going to put the PFD on, grab the paddleboard, the paddle. I have a couple underwater cameras, but I have one small underwater camera. That's a small little camera. It fits in my PFD. So my PFD has a bunch of little cool pockets inside of it. I've got a pouch that's a little mini dry bag. It's used for a cell phone, but I use it for my keys. Because by the way, if you get that little thing wet and it doesn't work in seawater at saltwater, it's going to cost you like $150 to replace that. So I make sure I keep that dry. And I also have attached to my PFD all the time a plastic whistle. Why not a metal whistle? Because we don't want it to rust. And if you're going in seawater, you're going to get lots of corrosion. So I've got the plastic whistle because you will run out of voice if you're screaming, help, 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 well, if you really need it one day. But the whistle with loud blows, you will save your voice, save your breath. By the way, just like one loud, and you get to recover a little bit before the next. So that's important. So here I am. It is now time for me to head out into the ocean. So the first key for me is to lie on my belly to get past the breakers, to get past those crests and troughs. So I am now paddling and up and down, bang, 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 bang. I get past the breakers. I now stand up on my paddle board and I'm up there for about 5 minutes. Now, remember, the wind was blowing here also. And so I'm going to act like a kite. So, or sail, I should say. Well, kite, because I got getting blown. Well, I'm letting you know it was a land breeze, and that means the breeze is coming from the land, because people say, well, what direction? It's coming, so it's coming out of the west. And it blew me way out past where I wanted to be, what I always call my safety zone. What you should do is every time you go out to the water somewhere, I don't care where you're going, just decide what is my safety zone and make sure that you stay within it. And I got blown way past my safety zone in a matter of minutes. So I made a decision. I need to get back way closer to shore. And now some of the swells are a little bit larger out there. And I am now getting motion sickness. Never thought I would in these little, well, these were little swells compared to what I was talking to you about in the kayak up at Cape Cod, but they were decent size. And I'm going, nah, not for me. So now I start to turn the kayak toward the shore so I can get there. And the one thing when a swell comes, you want to be able to get your nose of your board, the front of your board, into the swell. Well, I get smacked by the side of a swell as I'm turning, bang, and I get knocked down, knocked off the board. Not a big deal. PFD on, whether I had it on or not, you climb back, and it's pretty easy to climb back on the sup, get back on the sup. And while I'm climbing back up on the sup, and I realize I still needed to turn the board, and I'm standing up turning the board, and another swell, bang, knocks me off. And this happened like 2 or 3 times, and I just said, all right, let's do the knee deal. So I get up on the board, kneeling. And by the way, if you kneel, once again, getting your body down lower. And the example I give you to that is one of the times when I was doing my wolf research out on Lake Superior, wolf number 51. And I shared the story with you, but it fits into this. Wolf number 51 swam out to an island. So we needed to go out there and see what he was doing. So all of a sudden, I'm in his canoe research gear, taking scientists back and forth from mainland to the island, mainland to island. And I'm coming back one time, and there was no wind on Lake Superior. And a gust of wind comes up, probably 40, 50 miles an hour, and blows my canoe, spins me 360. And right away, the winds are howling. So from zero to howling, and I instantly get my body as close as I can. So I sit down in the center of the canoe, get my legs crossed over, and I am now hunched over and paddling back, just to give you that picture. So I got on my knees, didn't want to be that sail. So I'm getting back now, I'm nearing the breakers. And a very large swell, just before I hit the breakers, knocks me off again. Guess what? So now I'm going to get on my stomach. And going back to my old surfing days, and I was never a big surfer because I was always inland playing soccer growing up. So if I ever headed to the shore, I was a novice surfer. Get on the board, full. Every now and you ride a couple waves in. Fun. So I just said, all right, here we go. I'll stand up on this board. I'll ride a wave in. Life is good. And remember, you got a leash on your attached from your ankle to the board. So if you get knocked off, you got the board. So it's in leash length, no fun intended. So I start riding the wave in, and I get knocked off, and off goes the board, leash, and the board comes back. And this has happened, you know, with surfers. And the board comes back, and it hits me in the head. And I am telling you, if I didn't have a PFD on, I could have been dead at that moment. So I am telling you the importance, because there are people that have gotten hit in the head by a board, go back to getting hit in the head by a boat and not having a PFD on. And I just said, okay, it's almost like in that instant, you need to make a quality decision. And I just said, okay, get back on the board, ride this board in, stomach or knees, just get there. So I start getting in to where I should be able to stand up in the water. Now, remember this, and I'll give you this example. When you're a kid, even as an adult, you have your blanket on a beach somewhere, you go running in the water, you play in the water, and all of a sudden, when you come out, you look up, and the blanket's not there. The waves pushed you somewhere else, right or left, from where you started. And that's because the winds don't blow perpendicular, perfectly to the shore, so they're going to blow on an angle one way or the other. So you get knocked. So I got knocked down about maybe 100 yards from where I began. And there was a little, just a small rock jetty there. And I had seen this before and seen fishermen there. So I figured, and there was a deep hole there. And that's where I got pushed out to. So after getting knocked in the head, not being able to stand up, thought I'd be able to. And I was trying to climb up on the paddleboard at that point. Again, I'm in water that's over my head. And I'm probably about 25 feet, 50 feet from the shore, somewhere around there. And think about this. If you were seriously injured and did not have a PFD on, now you're saying, all right, I am back in the safety zone. And guess what? Inside that safety zone, for me at this point, it just wasn't happening. I was able to get out, and I got out. And, you know, and again, I thank God, because I did end up having a great safe day, and the PFD was part of that. So I go over to, and again, as you're coming off the beach, they have the little showers there. So I rinse my board off, I rinse me off, and I'm in my truck. So I'm standing in my truck, got the paddle board up on the racks on the Joey B Mobile. I am strapping it down. Still had the PFD on, never took it off, just doing it. And a car pulls up, and because I'm right on the street, car pulls up, and a guy leans over from the steering wheel with his cell phone and takes a picture of me with a smirk on his face, like, look at this guy wearing a PFD. Well, maybe I hope that he, because I'm sure he posted that photo somewhere with a little comment. I hope he's listened to the show some right now, and he understands why there's an importance to wearing your personal flotation device. Call it a life vest, whatever you want to call it. Make sure on your next adventure, your PFD is on. Be safe. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.